Hey guys.
Hi queens.
Welcome back to the pod. Oh my gosh, happy Thanksgiving week.
I can't believe
Thanksgiving is here. I feel like Thanksgiving is honestly like the benchmark for the year being almost over, because I feel like after Thanksgiving, time truly just flies by. Mm-hmm. And it's literally Christmas and then it's New Year's. So you're just like, what? So we were just talking about this too. I feel like fall goes by so fast. I feel like summer in terms of content is like so long. And I'm like, okay, are we done yet? And then we get to fall. And then fall, it's like a little just like boop. And then it's like winter already.
It's pretty much until Halloween, I feel like. We get September to Halloween, and then it's suddenly winter. Everyone is like,
I want it to be fall a little longer. I still have fall outfits that I want to wear. And in San Diego, it has started cooling down, but before last week, I feel like it was still pretty warm. So we're finally cooling down, but then now people are frolicking in the snow. So I'm just hold on a second.
I'm like, not yet. So jealous.
Though. Like so cute. So love cute. The inspo. I want to be there too, but not yet. So yeah, I'm so excited for Thanksgiving. I feel like I just have Andrew's parents are coming into town, and then my mom and sister are coming. So for us, that's a pretty small group because we had a lot more people last year. So I'm really excited for that. Mm-hmm. And we're hosting. So that'll be fun.
Meanwhile, Josh's mom texts us today saying, hey, like, is it okay if we invite like some people who don't have like anywhere to go? Josh's sister, they're moving into a new place. She invited the realtor and she's coming to our Thanksgiving.
Okay, question mark.
I'm screaming. And then she said, and then a few more. I was like, hello, where it's, I'm dead. This is like so her personality, but the realtor is like really cute and she didn't have like, I guess, family to be with. So I'm like, of course she can come. But I just thought that was so funny, like from an outsider's view. Like, my mother-in-law invited our realtor.
Dang.
So we're having a big one. Do you know how many people you're having? I think around like 15
that I know of.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
You're going to need to like extend the table. So I'm probably going to buy like plastic. Like that one of the plastic tables that you have.
Honestly, you can borrow mine if you want. I have an 8-footer now and 2 6-foot
ones.
If you just want to borrow them, for sure.
Okay, yeah. So it'll be a big one this year, so we'll see.
Love that. Well, thank you guys so much for the love on last week's episode. I feel like we got such great feedback on having Marguerite as a guest, and I feel like we knew that you guys were going to love her and she was just going to share such amazing tips. So we started talking about that on the South of France trip. So I'm so glad we got to bring that one to life. And I just feel like it was really such a good episode.
It was so fun to record. And we've had some messages saying that you guys want a part two. So
yes,
we will plan that.
Stay tuned.
I don't know when, but stay tuned.
Love that. So I'm trying to think what else. I feel like not much has been happening, just kind of low key before the holidays start to pick up and get crazy. But this week we wanted to do just more of a chill episode since Thanksgiving is this week. And I feel like last week was just like an informational dump on you guys with so many just tips, tricks, and insight and all that. So we were like, let's just do an easy, fun, casual one this week. We haven't done one of these in a while, I think. So we're going to do our fall favorites, and we just have a list of categories that we're going to go through. I feel like I have not prepped any of my answers for this, so this is just truly coming from the heart and what pops into my mind first. But yeah. So I guess we can just dive into the episode this week. What is your current influence?
Okay, I saw Wicked last night, and I never saw, like, the Broadway
play.
Yeah.
I don't know the terms. So I was like, okay, it looks cute. I don't know what to expect. It is so good, you guys. Like, I am so influenced by Glinda. Like, she is so cute. I was dying because I didn't see it with Josh yet. I'm seeing it again and he'll come. But I just, like, know he's going to laugh because, like, literally, like, her room and her aesthetic, like, is everything that I have right now. And just, like, her little quirks. I just felt very connected to Glinda. And my mom was laughing because she's like, this is literally you. But it was so good. The outfits were amazing. Oh, my God. Her outfits live rent-free in my head. But just the whole movie was so good. Truly gussy it. Like, it's so good. Oh, my God.
Okay.
They did such a good job. It's so cute. Oh, my God. It's just so cute. I feel like this is going to win all the awards.
Why do I feel like the Toast was talking about it and they were not loving it?
Did they see it? I don't know.
I
think
they saw it,
okay,
but I think they were talking about, like, the promo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. It's because, like, they keep doing press and the press is really weird, but I think this is, like, a theater kid thing because the theater kids are saying, like, no, this is normal, but, like, the world isn't used to this. But, like, I guess, like, they're so connected to this movie that, like, they're crying in every interview and people are like,
okay,
are
yes,
you
that's
guys
what
okay
it is.
Like, it's like, what is happening? So everyone's, like, so confused by that and people are like, you guys are being too much and, like, you need to chill. So that's, like, the discourse. But I think everyone, like, literally loves the movie. It's, I don't know how you couldn't. It's so good.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, but the press is really interesting. I will see it with you.
I'm just not a fan of, what kind of movie theater do you go to? Do you go to, like, a normal one, or do you go to the, like, a dinner one? Like,
We went to a dinner one. Josh
doesn't
go to the dinner ones. And I honestly really get the heebie-jeebies. Like, I am scared in these, like, the jank
normal
theaters are, like, scary. Like, I, whenever me and Josh see a movie together, because he got the AMC pass, so he goes to the AMC, but the one next to us is just, like, kind of scary and, like, run down. I literally am watching, like, a hawk, these single men that come and sit alone. I'm like, you guys are, like, freaking
like,
me
what
out.
What are you doing?
Yeah, like, I am watching them the whole time, and so, yeah. The dinner, there's, like, nice theaters. Like, the one we
maybe Andrew and I can go see it as, like, a dinner date or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's so cute. And my dad saw it and he really liked it. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
Love that.
It was so good. So, yeah, that's my influence. What about you?
Okay, my influence is Christmas decorations before Thanksgiving. I just feel like Christmas decorations take so long to set up, and then you only really get, like, a good month out of it if you set up after Thanksgiving. And I feel like people were so down to set up November 1st this year, and I was one of those people, and I'm just loving it. I finished, for the most part, setting up today because Andrew's parents come into town tomorrow, so I just wanted all of that done by the time they came. So yeah, just, like, Christmas decorations, and I feel like when you look at them, they just make you happy. Like, how could you not be happy looking at
you
Christmas
decorations?
You have really
cute decorations. Like,
and
I feel
I'm
like they're
just
so subtle.
I finally feel like I'm in a house and, like, a place where, like, I can decorate how I want to in the space that I want, and it's, like, actually my vision versus just fitting decorations into a space that you know isn't permanent. So I love my tree, the little sparkling lights, just, like, add the cutest touch to it. And then my new thing too is I'm obsessed with I don't know the name, but it's, like, the fake candles. I don't know if they have a name, but, like, candles that are, like, battery operated, and it, like, they're literally fake and they look like they're twinkling, or they look like you can get fake candlesticks.
There's really good fake ones, but where do you get them? Do
you
have really good
ones? Fake
ones
on Amazon. Like, I'm.
Are they just like the orange glowy ones?
Right now, can you see those ones over there?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Like,
my
literally.
Oh wait, that looks really good.
Or like candles.
That's so cute.
So, like, I've been testing candlesticks and just, like, normal candles because I'm so curious, but I'm more obsessed with the candlesticks, I feel like, because first of all, I'm also curious, how are people's candlesticks not falling over and setting everything on fire? Like, I do not understand. Like, all the candlesticks I have are not secure. Like, they are wobbly. Like, you know when people have cute table setups?
You have to burn the bottom of it so it melts, and then it melts into the holder.
Question mark?
Yeah.
No one has ever said this. I've never heard this in my life. Are
Wait, that's
serious?
Funny because the Jews know this because I'm Jewish, by the way. I'm not calling people Jews. But it's for the menorah. You have to burn the bottom so it melts into the menorah and doesn't fall over.
I was genuinely so confused and so scared to light these candlesticks because I'm like, they don't even stand up straight in these holders.
Mm-hmm.
That makes so much sense.
And then if you need to get like the wax out, you can just like melt it again and like pour it out.
My mind is literally
Love
blown.
That.
I was like,
now you know.
I was like, I literally have to buy fake candlesticks because my real candlesticks are literally just gonna fall over and set everything on fire.
Yeah.
I was like, how do people do these cute Thanksgiving table setups with these candlesticks and like no one's knocking them over and no fires are being started? Like,
now you know, and now you can have it.
Am I the only one who did not know that? Because is
I
that
feel
common
like I
knowledge?
Wouldn't. Probably not. That's
no
the
one
only
talks
reason
about
why
that.
I know about that.
Yeah. Like, that's either like very known or it's not known. And yeah. I'm so curious what you guys, please DM me or I don't know, but please let me know.
That's
Did
so
you
funny.
Know that?
Okay, well, now okay. you know. You can have
Cute.
It.
Cute. Okay, that makes so much sense and I'm excited to do that. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, great. But yeah, I'm so excited for Love just the that. Christmas decorations and I've gotten a ton off Amazon. I got this. I think it's a garland, but it's a fake garland, and it actually looks so real. I'm so obsessed.
The one on your mirror?
Yes.
Yeah, it's
it looks
cute.
So good. And I'm just like, oh, Amazon.
Yeah,
slay.
Amazon is really killing it.
Yeah, so I got my Target goodies, my Home Goods goodies, and my Amazon decor, and we are set. And I wrapped all my garland around our staircase, like, railing, and, like, our other railing that we have, and it's just Christmas in this house, so
cute.
Yeah, so excited. So getting as much time with Christmas decorations as possible. And of course Andrew was like, we could just leave it up all year, it doesn't matter. And I was like, babe, it's like Christmas decorations, it has to come down. And he's like it doesn't really matter, like we could just. And I'm like, okay, no, like I love it, but I like it's got to stay special. If it's up all year, then it's not special. He was like, well, what if we just like don't turn the lights on the tree and we just like have a tree in our living room because we like trees. And I was like, okay, no, we are not doing this. Goodbye.
Yeah, I like the candle vibes. You can always have the candles.
Yeah, for sure. I think the candles, yes, but the trees,
not the tree.
The greenery,
yeah,
the greenery's got to go after. But I'm glad he likes it enough to keep it up year round. So
that's
so funny. But okay, so we'll dive into this week's episode. Super excited. We're just going to go through our favorites list of a bunch of different things and what we're loving at the moment. I feel like we love doing these more personal episodes for you guys. You can get to know us a little better on just a more personal level. Mm-hmm. And especially the week of Thanksgiving, I feel like this is perfect. So okay, yes. Let's dive in. First one is, what is your favorite fall trend?
I feel like right now for me, it's the chocolate brown. I just love everything chocolate brown.
Yeah,
I have so much. I just got a really cute piece in that's like kind of another leather bomber, but it's chocolate brown cute. And it's so cute. And I just am like building that side of my closet. And it's so exciting because now I feel like I have all new outfits because I can literally wear all the outfits that I would have worn, but like add brown to it. So I'm like, yay.
Cute. Love
but
that.
Yeah, I just think it's such a cute, rich color. Oh my God. Yesterday I thought of you because I saw a chocolate brown G-Wagon and my jaw was on the floor. It was
honestly
stunning. It's play. Such like a luxury like color, I feel like a rich mm-hmm. chocolate brown. I love it.
Love that.
So yeah, I think that's mine. What about you?
Yeah, I feel like mine's the same for burgundy. Like I feel
of course.
My closet just had a full makeover by adding all these burgundy pieces. Yeah, and it's just like, it's kind of crazy. I feel like a little off the cuff with this, and just it's very different for me. I feel like a new person.
I love it.
So yeah, I just have been loving burgundy, and I love the color combo burgundy and gray. I feel like I feel like the burgundy just pulls out the grays so well, and I feel like they just together are so good. So
yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I feel like I just like, was burgundy a thing last year, or was it just red in general? I feel like it was like a cherry red, like a bright red. Sometimes I think about
like, how did we not do this?
Like, how did I know. Yeah. And last year, I remember I was so into like dark green, and this year cannot be bothered. Like, I could sell all my dark green stuff. I won't, because I'm like one of those people where I'm like, well, what if it comes back in style next year? I'll be ready. But I just am not drawn to dark green in any way whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And it's just so interesting how we're like, our taste changes and like what we're drawn to. Like, oh my God, like
burgundy, what's exciting.
So yeah, burgundy for sure is my, honestly, I think it's my favorite fall trend ever. So I'm just really excited for me. I feel like this is like growth.
Yeah.
I just love this. So okay. Next question is, what is your favorite brand at the moment? Like just like a non-designer brand. Like
probably every single like chunky sweater small brand that I have. Like, oh my God, first of all, they're like so sweet, and I feel like they just for some reason my audience really loves it, so like I have a lot that reach out, but like there's a few that are just so good, and they have like the cutest designs, and I just love how they're very unique and eye-catching. Like, mm-hmm. They're just so unique, and they're so expensive, but for a reason, because they're handmade, and I feel like a lot of hours and work gets put into it, and I don't know.
Like small businesses too, right?
Yes, that's actually like the small business I'm shouting out at this episode, but just to name a few, Hope Macaulay, Hey A's, I don't know how, like some of them have weird names, Layla K, those are my top three.
Cute, okay, love that.
Yeah,
I feel like they're so cute.
They're so cute, especially for the fall and winter. What about you? What's your favorite brand?
Oh my gosh. Okay. This is hard.
I know. Like, I had to think about that. I actually thought about it before we recorded, because I was like, I don't know.
I'm trying to think. Like, I feel like I could go, like, there's just so many things and items. I feel like, okay, I could say like, or I guess I could save these answers for some other questions. I don't know. Okay, I'm just going to say what's in my head right now.
Yeah.
Loving Tony Bianco for boots. Ooh, I just feel like the cuts of their boots, like the styles, like I don't even know if this is just me, but the shape of the toe of the boot is just so precise and so chic. The way they do it. Whereas like, I know there's like a lot of boots that look the same or just similar vibes from other brands, but it's like, truly, I feel like the Tony Biancos are just so good. Like they get it, like the length of it. Like some boots I feel like aren't square enough. Some are like too round, like they're not pointy enough. Like, I don't know. I just feel like the dimensions of a Tony Bianco boot are just so good. They're so chic and so flattering. So I feel like for shoes,
that's a good one.
I feel like it would be that. And then I feel like, okay, I'll just stop there. Okay. We'll just go with that.
But yeah, no, that's a good answer.
And I'll like say other stuff in the other questions, because I feel like we have a lot of good ones. Okay. What is your favorite item in your closet?
I feel like this one is kind of hard, but I feel like the things that I'm wearing, like when I'm shooting and even when I'm not shooting, are my bomber jackets. So I have one, you guys know if you follow me, the Frankie shop one is like my favorite. And then I just
wish they would do that in burgundy. I'm like,
oh, that would be so good. Like, I know that's coming. They keep doing things in other colorways that I'm sure it's coming.
Cause like our leather jacket that we both have, It like is sold out all the time. And I'm like, hello, can you restock it? But also, can you do some other cuts in the color too?
They just came out, or they had a lot of burgundy stuff like when we were there. And so, oh, they have that leather jacket in burgundy that we have.
No, it's like sold out.
Oh, you're saying, okay, yeah. Ooh, yeah. That would be so cute. And then I just got another one from actually Norma Kamali. They came out with like a stunning, it kind of looks like the Frankie Shop leather jackets that we have.
I think if Marguerite is listening, I think she was wearing this on Friday really? When I saw her.
Yeah. It kind of looks like the Frankie Shop like leather jacket. Like,
this is like the pink one that Danielle has.
Oh my God, yes. Wait, she had it in brown. I literally just got that in. Okay.
Yes.
I love it. I'm like, yes, Norma Kamali. Norma Kamali does it so well. Like the blazers, the jackets. Like I'm so happy they came out with this. Yeah, that's I'm so funny. I'm
pretty sure Marguerite has it. So.
Love that. Yeah. So yeah, those two jackets are my fave, I think. But that's a hard question. I could say so many things. I'll just leave it at that.
That's why it's so hard. That's why I'm saying I'm just going to say what comes to my mind first because I don't want to think too long about this. Okay, I feel like for mine is my burgundy leather jackets that I have now. I just love them so much, and I feel like I'm looking for every chance to wear them. So the first one is like a smooth burgundy leather, and that one's from After Hours. And then the croc burgundy one from We Wore What that sold out so quickly. Like, I'm so glad I was on social media that day so I could see that it launched, because I remember seeing it when she did her New York Fashion Week presentation.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember seeing it and I was like, oh my gosh, that jacket's stunning. But then a lot of the stuff in the presentation was like later collections, so everything wasn't released at once. So then I forgot about it. But then I was on social media bright and early that morning and I saw someone share about the launch, and I was like, thank God I was served that from the algorithm today. Mm-hmm. I would have been so sad if I missed out. So I feel like burgundy leather jackets, just like, now I really want the Frankie Shop one too.
Yeah, but that would be so cute.
So good.
I'm sure it'll restock soon. Like, this is like prime time.
I know. So let's hope. But okay, perfect. Next question is, what is your favorite beauty product?
Let me think. Okay, I feel like this is random, but it's the first thing that came to my mind. Like, I never, ever used to wear, like, put on lotion. Like, I didn't understand it. I don't get it.
We had this conversation the other week, and I was like,
yes. Like, I'm like, okay, but, like, you feel wet and sticky, kind of. But I just wasn't wearing the right ones. But,
like,
she also self-tans
all the time, you guys. Like, yeah. I'm so confused.
So, like, now my mind is blown because I'm like, oh, like my self tan isn't like splotchy anymore and like my skin is glowing. So I have like my favorites. I layer like a lotion and a body oil, and I'm just like literally glowing now, and I'm like, what is happening? So Necessaire is so good for lotion, and they're having a sale right now, so if you need a lotion, hop on that. And L'Occitane for body oil. They came out with a spray, and I just, maybe they've had that, but like, I just love the spray because I don't like feeling so
their
like
stuff
sticky.
Just smells so good.
It's so good. I love that brand. So I guess that right now.
Okay, love that.
I guess that right now. And like Rode for the aesthetic. I just like love the aesthetic, but unfortunately, like, I don't really like. The lip glosses are kind of grainy. Do you get that?
Oh my gosh. There's a whole thing on TikTok about this, or even if you go on some of their Instagram posts. Or no, I think I saw a TikTok where like,
okay,
this girl did a stitch and then was like basically saying like all of hers went grainy, and it's like a thing.
Okay, that's what's happening to me, and I just bought it.
Okay, so I don't feel like it should happen to new ones. Like, some of my older ones I know where I'm like, I probably should have used this.
Yeah.
Have, like, a little grainy. And, but, like, it also smells like sweat. Like, right? Like, it smells weird. Okay.
Kind of. Grainy. Yeah. I'm like, they're so cute.
But then some
though.
People commented on that post that, like, none of theirs that happened to. And then someone mentioned it's, like, from the peptides. I don't really know, but I've seen people talking about it, and people will comment about it being grainy. So
okay, yeah, that's definitely happening.
You're not alone in that.
To me, unfortunately, really? But they're like, they're so cute, and I love them in a photo. Like, I just love, like, aesthetically.
Isn't that so,
so
funny? Like, there's so many lip glosses out there.
I know. And she just like, for some reason, she just got the branding right. Yeah. Like, it's so freaking cute. I love it. We both got the phone case.
Cinnamon one too.
Oh, really? Oh my gosh. I love the marketing they do. Like, I love how it's like cinnamon rolls. Like, did you see the PR that was sent? Like, they sent the little cinnamon shaker
thing.
Yeah. I saw a girl, I think her name's Kelsey, Father Kels, that girl.
She
did a mukbang with the cinnamon rolls that, like, she got with it. Like, they, like, sent her cinnamon rolls to her house, like, and it was like, this is just such good marketing. Like, I know. I want it.
I would love to be on that PR list. Manifesting that. But, yeah.
So, I guess but, like.
Okay.
Yeah. What about you?
I feel like, for me, beauty products, I think you went skincare, so we'll go skincare.
I just couldn't decide. You can go anything. It can be like, any beauty.
I feel like my skincare routine is just so simple. Okay, I went body. I cannot. Yeah, you did. I just could not be bothered to have a like 10-step skincare routine. Like, I'm so simple. So I'm just trying to think. Okay, beauty. I'm gonna go with Clarins double serum. I've never used a serum more in my life. I feel like I'm kind of the same with you and like lotion, where I didn't really realize what the point of serum was until I saw this TikTok, and basically this girl used a tissue and she showed what it looked like when you just put moisturizer on and the tissue is like your skin or whatever. And like, so if you just put moisturizer on the tissue, it doesn't really absorb that well. But if you do a serum on the tissue first and then you apply moisturizer, it like goes into your skin so much better.
Oh.
So like your skin absorbs the moisturizer way better if you do a serum. Mm. I think. I could be completely wrong, but that's what I took away from the video.
Yeah.
So yeah, I feel like I do love the Caudalie serum, but she's a little pricey. And the Clarins serum, I have gone through so many bottles of that this year, and I've never used a serum like that before. So
do you use it at night too?
Yep, morning and night.
I use it in the morning, and I'm like, am I supposed to use? I didn't know people use vitamin C at night, but maybe I didn't know if that was a thing. But like, maybe it is. I don't know.
I don't know. I think I read the bottle and I think it said apply like day and night or whatever. Okay.
Love that. I'm going to start doing that.
But yeah, I use those full size bottles up, and like, I've never done that before with a serum. So I'm like, okay, that means that I really like it. So
yeah. Yeah. That's Clarins my go-to too. Serum, I love so that good. One. That's only vitamin C serum that like doesn't make my skin react too. So I love that.
Yeah. Love that. Okay. What is your current favorite hair product?
My current favorite hair product times 10. I don't know like what it is about this hair duo, but it's the Redken Smooth. They're red bottles. It's the Redken like anti-frizz smooth cream and serum, and that has genuinely changed my life and my hair. Like, my hair lady told me about it because I was like, wait, what do you use in my hair after you wash it? Because it's never frizzy, and whenever I would do it, it's frizzy. And so she told me, and then I started using them, and they're super affordable. Like, they're so good. It's so good. If you have like frizzy, dry-ish hair, try the serum and the cream, because that's like pretty much all I do. After I wash my hair, I'll do the serum, the cream, and then I'll do the Gisu oil, the hair oil, and I just feel like my hair has changed so much. I'm just so excited about that. So that is my current fave. I'm obsessed. I need to like share that. I haven't yet, but I've been making sure I was positive.
I love that. Okay. This is a hard one. Hair product. Okay. I'm just going to go with...
I feel like your hair is just so healthy and like...
A tool. I'm just going to say my T3 curling iron. I don't know if T3 is the only one with ceramic barrels. I honestly have no idea. But I feel like when you use a T3 curling iron, your hair comes out shiny after you use it. Like the curls and like your hair is shiny. And I feel like when I use other irons, that is not the case. So I feel like it has to do with the T3 ceramic barrel. And I just love them, honestly, so much. And I take love it with that. Me everywhere. It works internationally with a converter. Like, it's truly just like my ride or die curling iron. And they have the extra long barrel too, if you have long hair. And I feel like that just like makes such a difference as well.
Yeah.
So I feel like that is just truly my go-to hair product. So tool, whatever you want to call it, but that's like, I feel like mine. Yeah.
Love
her. And if you guys want to buy one, I have a code. It's Alyssa2320. But they're running like crazy sales right now. So I feel like all the Black Friday sales are so good.
Honestly,
like,
I
think my curling iron at one point was under $100.
Ooh,
which okay. I feel like is so good for a curling iron.
I threw away my international straightener finally. So I need to get a new one for when we travel.
Yeah.
Mine was so shitty.
Okay, next question is, what is your favorite beauty treatment?
Okay, I really like doing my go-to when I go to like a med spa. If I just want like a little subtle glow up, is getting the Clear and Brilliant and a lip flip. Okay, that just works wonders. I feel like a lip flip like genuinely makes such a good subtle difference. I need to get one for the rest of the year, because I think I've been getting one like beginning, middle, and like end of the year, and I feel like that's a good cadence. But also the Clear and Brilliant just like makes your skin more like of an even skin tone, and well, at least that's what happens for me, and I feel like it just makes it a lot smoother. So I really like doing a laser facial. And then I had my first hydrafacial. We had one together, and that was my first one, and I really liked it.
You have to see my girl. Like, the one we got was definitely good. Okay,
I mean,
but I feel like that one was very much more relaxing, because I feel like when you're like at a resort and spa,
you said really, it was like, relaxing. Like, hers is aggressive.
And like, it's not like it's aggressive, but it's like, it's just so good. Like, I don't know. I can't even explain it. I feel like, yeah, for my beauty treatment too, like I'm deciding between either hydrafacial. I am obsessed with hydrafacials right now. I just feel like it does wonders for my skin. I got one literally last week, and like my skin just feels so good after you like cleanse it out. And then also I feel like for a beauty treatment are the lymphatic drainage massages from Miss Lim. I need
to try that.
They just opened their San Diego office in, it's the same little shopping area as Monarch.
Oh,
in
yeah.
In Del Mar.
How funny.
So, yeah, just like a lymphatic drainage massage is also so good for you. And they have a sauna in their room as well. So you do the lymphatic drainage and then you do a 20-minute sauna. And so nice. I sat in the sauna for 20 minutes. I was so proud of myself.
It's a long time.
I know. I do not do well with heat. So I was really, she was like, you can come out whenever. And I was like, no, I really want to like commit to this. So I did my 20, and she like wraps you in like castor oil, and like, you're like wrapped up, and then you're in the sauna. And I just feel like you just feel so good after, and it's so good for you too. So
yeah,
I feel like that's my favorite beauty treatment right now, but also hydrafacial, because, hydrafacial.
Do you think the hydrafacial is it like also for breakout? Like, do you think you don't?
It's like
have,
for everything.
Because I feel okay. Yeah, because I feel like your skin definitely is like glowy and stuff.
Like if you have like little blackheads in your nose, like, and then they have different boosters you can add too. Mm-hmm. So like, if you need hydration, like glow, whatever, you can like add different boosters. So, just love a good hydrafacial. But okay, next question is, what is your favorite piece of jewelry?
Okay, I feel like I'm in an era where I not really caring about jewelry. I feel like my main jewelry is a ring stack and like a chunky earring. That's literally what I'm. I just looked down and I forgot I was charging my Aura ring, and I'm like, what is missing from my finger? I feel like that's all I do now, like chunky earring and a ring stack.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Yeah. So I guess that's mine, and it's not really anything specific. Like, the earring is like genuinely what I can find. Like, remember, whatever I see first.
Remember your necklace stacks?
Yeah, that was kind of crazy. I kind of missed that. I just feel like, I don't know. I feel
like it's more just like spring summer vibes.
Yeah, I feel like necklaces, like, people aren't really into necklace stacks anymore. Like, I don't know. I like just don't care anymore. So I feel like earrings are really having a moment.
Oh yeah.
And they have it.
I hate that you can only wear like one gold chunky earring at a time.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I
make it work. Like, I feel like you have a stack.
Yeah, but I want to wear like more at a time. Like, I just
like have so many.
Yeah. That I love. I feel like my favorite piece. I feel like, in terms of like my most grabbed, like at the moment, are either my Erin Feder croissant earrings. I just love those ones so much. And then I have these ones, I think it's called Cendre. They're just basically gold squares, but I feel like they look so chic on. And then my favorite future piece of jewelry is this ring that I tried on at Marrow Fine, which is so stunning. It's an accent ring that, well, it could be your, it could be like a wedding band that like accents your engagement ring. Or it could just be like decorative. Like, it doesn't have to be for a special occasion, but a lot of people get their bands for the wedding band part because they're very like creative and unique, I would say. But we saw this band at an event we went to. It was with like Paige Denim, I think, was the main sponsor. And they, Marrow Fine, did a pop-up there. And I tried on this band and I immediately fell in love. It's so stunning. Mm-hmm. I posted it on my stories and we ordered her. So she'll be in about 3 to 4 weeks, they said. So I'm so excited.
It's so cute. Because it's
just literally so stunning. So.
Yeah. I've literally never seen a ring like that.
Yeah, and I feel like it looks really good, too, with the shape of my engagement ring because it is so, like, squared off that, like, anything round would kind of cut the corner. But the way that it's shaped is so unique again. So it's just stunning, and I can't wait to show you guys more. So that will be my favorite piece of jewelry. Okay, what is your favorite recent purchase?
Recent purchase. Okay. I went down a rabbit hole recently because I keep seeing, and I didn't buy it when it was in season. And we always regret that. We always talk about that. But like Jacquemus had that like pink scarf that was plaid. Do you know that scarf? It was like not plaid, but like it's pink. It's light pink, super chunky, and it's like a plaid kind of like a very light. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about.
I don't know
about,
if I ever saw that one.
They have it in beige, and I think the beige one's honestly in stock, but for whatever reason, like, I thought I could just buy it whenever I want. I scoured the internet for it because I was finally okay, so I'm going to commit to it. I feel like, hold on, I think it's like, it starts with a C, Caro. Type in like Jacquemus pink Caro, like C-A-R-R-O. It's like just a pink scarf, but like I have regretted it. Since I didn't buy it and I saw someone wearing it, and it's just so cute. I just feel like quality scarves, you like, are so good because they're so like puffy and thick. I feel like you can tell.
Yeah.
So at first I was like, no. And then I'm like, yeah. And so I could not. It sold out everywhere. Literally everywhere. It is sold out. I bought it on Mercari. I had to buy it from someone. So thankfully I found her and I bought her immediately, and she's shipping from freaking Japan. Okay. So I hope that I get her soon, but I'm really excited about that purchase finally, because I've had my eye on that for like a year and a half, and I just didn't buy it last year and I regretted it. So I guess that. I
love that.
What's your favorite recent purchase?
Oh my goodness. Okay.
You're like, what to choose?
I just like, which one? Okay. Recent purchase and like something I haven't already said. This is hard. Sometimes it's better to prepare these questions, but I'm like blanking.
Any like coats you bought or like.
I mean, yeah, shoes. I bought that Ducey coat the iconic suede brown Ducey coat that everyone has. I finally pulled the trigger because Revolve had it in stock for like 3 seconds. So I was like, you know what? If I can buy it on Revolve, I'll do that, because then I can, it like easy returns, no hassle, like don't have to deal with it, whatever. So excited, fully committed to this coat. And I got it in a medium large because I want it like a little bit looser. And they ended up sending me an extra small small. And I'm just truly devastated over this because they're sold out on Revolve now. So I'm pretty much going to return the extra small small because it's not the fit that I want. So I guess now that I've seen it and I know I could buy it off Ducey's website because they are having a Black Friday sale, which is 30% off, which is pretty good, honestly, for coats, I feel like. So yeah, I would be excited for that purchase, but I'm sad that it's the wrong size they sent. So that just like, and it was like one of those things that I worked really hard for in terms of playing the game and checking in stock notifications and seeing one and buying it immediately and like winning my game to only lose because they sent me the wrong size. So such a bummer. But yeah. So once I get the correct size in, then I think I'll be really excited about it. But I just, it's definitely an investment piece. So it does take some thinking about to commit to, you know, but then once you commit, you're so excited only to be disappointed. So like, yeah, that's my current favorite purchase. Once I get the right size in.
Once you get it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So cute.
But I am excited about it. I think it's super cute. And I am excited for coats and whatnot to shoot for fall, winter. So, yeah. Okay. Next question is, what is your favorite designer at the moment?
Mine is Chanel. Yes. I bought quite a good little haul in Paris. And I just, oh my God, I could stare at everything I bought. Like, for hours. I love it. I just love how girly and pink and cute Chanel is. And I feel like the color palette is just everything that I need. So yeah, Chanel. Love what that. About you?
I'm gonna go with, Oh gosh, probably either Celine or Miu Miu.
Cute.
I would say. Mm-hmm. I feel like they both have such good fall winter aesthetics, yeah, and like the styles.
Oh my god, Miu Miu has such good stuff right now. I feel like.
Yeah. So yeah, I feel like the two of them are pretty even. I can't pick one over the other. So mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cute.
Okay. Next one is, what is your favorite way to get inspired?
I feel like recently I have been, like, this is kind of like not, I don't know if this is really an answer, but like genuinely what I've been doing recently is like just not force. If I'm not feeling inspired, I'm not forcing myself to like do content. Like I wanted to film and shoot so badly this weekend just because like I haven't really. And then I just like in my head, it was like, no, like we're not, I don't feel like this today. Mm-hmm. Like, and it happened for like 2 days straight. But then I feel like I got really good, like after resting, I felt like I had more of a creative flow and I like wrote notes and like brainstormed what I wanted to do. So I feel like by not forcing myself to like get up and like film and shoot and whatever, like it's inspiring me, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that
makes sense.
Yeah, I used to literally, if I was planning on shooting or filming on a day, like I would force myself, like absolutely force myself to do it. But I just like, I don't know, the past few days, like I also started my period and I was just like, I need to chill. Like I need to rest. Week. Yeah. And I honored that and I needed that. So I felt inspired after, I guess. What about you? I also could say scrolling, but
yeah. Honestly, I feel like for fall winter, I feel like my explore feed is really good. Normally I would say Pinterest, but I feel like sometimes my Pinterest will kind of get all over the place and I need her to refocus and
get like, your head like, in the game.
Yeah, it's just kind of frustrating when you're trying to pin certain things. Like for example, I was pinning just like home Christmas decor just for like inspo and like just to see what other people are doing. But like when I'm looking for inspo, like that's not what I want to see. I want to see my European fashion girl.
Yeah, like it automatically like is all
like I don't home. Just because I'm searching for that doesn't mean that that's what I want to see. Honestly, you know what I mean? So yeah, so then it's like obviously if you're going to be searching home on Pinterest, you're going to get served more home. And then if I'm searching like Thanksgiving recipes, then like more recipes are showing up. And I'm like, this is not the vibe. So I need her to refocus. So while she's refocusing, I'm on my Instagram explore feed because that just honestly gives me everything I need. So it's like a little bit of reality TV, a lot of fashion, a little bit of beauty. Like I love it there. So I feel like that's my current spot.
Question for Pinterest. Do you feel like Pinterest is getting more like ads? I feel like everything that I like see your ads.
Yeah, like it's sponsored. Like promoted. But luckily, it's like brands that I shop at anyway. Like I feel like I see a lot of Aloe or Revolve, and I'm like, makes sense. Like,
I'm down and then that. But then it'll be like if I want to click on it to like see it, like more zoomed in, it's an ad, and then I'm clicked out into another, and it's always it's like with everything, and I'm just like, wow, okay, I guess they're really monetizing.
Yeah, definitely. Love Pinterest though.
Yeah.
She's a goodie. Okay. Next question is, what is your favorite type of content to consume?
I feel like I really love ASMR lately. Like I just, some girls do it like so well. Oh my God. Today I tried to film some and I used this mic and it was really good. Like I plugged this mic into my phone. Yes. And I'm like, so
wait, excited. So what does that mean?
So like it just picked up, like it just like picks up the sound a lot better and it just sounds so like crunchy and like good.
Is that how people do it?
I think so.
Is that the secret?
Yeah, I think that's the secret. Interesting. But I
saw your one you posted on TikTok, the...
Oh, yeah, like Rode. That wasn't even with a mic. Honestly, sometimes you don't even need a mic. And it sounded really good. That was literally just my phone. So, yeah, I don't really
try
know.
To do ASMR, and then my dogs are, like, walking around. Like, tappy toes is what we call Dexter, because, like, he literally just prances around the house. And then this little girl today, I was trying to like film some outfit videos, which is fine because I'm not talking, I'm not using the audio. This little girl across the street was just like playing music and like belting it at the top of
her serious?
Lungs. I'm sure I have a video of like me doing an outfit, and I'm sure you can hear her singing in it. Like, funny. I need to find it. It's funny, but like, I just, like, I'm not in a quiet area.
Yeah, I definitely have to, like, plan it out. Like, if Josh is on calls, like, I can't have that. But
and then it's, like, dog barks. And yeah, then
Kylo's luckily really quiet. He doesn't, like, he's not loud.
Yeah, this is not a quiet household.
I just,
at least not quiet enough for ASMR.
Yeah. I just, like, love ASMR. I don't know. I get so many different types on my TikTok, too. Like, not just, like, the cute girly ones. Like, there's, like, such random ones. Like, with, like, crystals and stuff. Like, there's this girl who, like, makes these, like, things with crystals. And it's like, so cute. But, yeah, I don't know. I feel like it's very calm content. Like, it's very, like, calming to me. Mm-hmm. I think I really like that. So, kind of random, but that's mine. What's your... favorite
honestly,
to consume
I just,
right now.
Like, I'm such a fashion girly at heart. Like, I just love all the outfits, the inspo, Scandi fashion, European style. Mm. Just
like a photo, like, or like video.
Yeah, photo.
Strictly a good photo. Aesthetic love that.
Fashion photo tickles my brain. I'm just like, yes. That's what we're here for. So
I'm getting a lot on my Explore page right now too that are just so good. It's all the like
the outfit, girls, the pose, the location. It's giving. That's my favorite content. So I can look at that all day. But okay. Next question is favorite way to slow down / ground yourself.
I feel like, again, resting and listening to my body. Lately instead of music and like podcasts, I've randomly been listening to like meditation music on my drives, and I feel like that's been really
I feel like you show up to my house like blasting that your, like, girly pop music.
Okay, you must have thin walls, dude.
Maybe. Also, Andrew thinks that I have like insane hearing as well.
Maybe
so
you do.
I don't that know, so but funny. Now I can just see you like pulling up like all zen and like
no
meditating.
Seriously, it's like really made a difference. I'm like, I feel like when I'm in these when I'm listening to my like meditation music, and it's not like it's not like someone like doing a meditation, it's like literally just like
it's just the calm
frequency
music.
Like calm, it's like I feel like I'm just like in my body more, and I'm thinking, because I mean, it's a thing, like, when you're just, like, blasting music, like, you're kind of just, like, numbing out, and, like, that's fine, but, like, I don't know, I feel like it makes me more intentional, and also ashwagandha, that's been helping me slow down and be more grounded, and just, like, being in nature, but yeah, that's something I'm focusing on. So, what about you? What's your favorite way to slow down?
I feel like for me, I love taking, I call them sunshine breaks throughout the day. Like if I feel like I'm sitting at my computer too long or I need to take a break, like I will go outside and just sit in the sun and just
in your cutie chair,
the sun up. And like I'll try to go eat my lunch out there or just sit out there for 10 minutes and like play with the dogs, throw the ball around, just like get outside, be in the sunshine and get my sunshine for the day, basically. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that's kind of like my favorite thing, and I look
your
forward to it too.
Touch just, grass moment.
Yeah. And it just like, right. And so then I feel like I'm being productive, but also like grounding and all that. So Yeah, I love just feeling the sunshine on my skin and it just like feeling warm, especially when it's like, I feel like it's at the point now where if you're in the shade, it's really cold.
Oh my gosh.
And then if you're in the sun, yeah. And then if you go in the sun, it's warm. So yeah, the way our house is facing is, I'm trying to think, my house faces north south. So we don't like, basically the sun goes like literally over it. So we don't get it really in the windows. So yeah, it's like really cold inside. So if I want to warm up, I have to go sit in the sun. And honestly, it feels so good. So
yeah,
that is my favorite thing right now.
I love that.
Okay, next one is, what is your favorite mantra?
Right now, I don't really know if this is a mantra, but it's kind of just like a way of thinking. I'm trying to turn everything into, like, I saw this video and it just changed my perspective. Like, I'm so privileged to blank, blank, blank. So it's like, if you're really full and you feel like you ate too much, but it's like, no, I'm so privileged to feel full and I had a beautiful meal. Like, putting I'm so privileged to, even when you're stressed, like, I'm so privileged to feel stress for my job that I love. Like, kind of just putting, I'm so privileged to in front of everything. And I feel like that really helps change your mindset and your perspective.
Love that.
I think that's the only one that's coming to mind right now. I said one that was recent in a podcast, but I forget. I honestly forgot what it was. So I'm just going to say that one.
Love that. Okay. I feel like mine is, I don't have like a mantra, but I think just gratitude in general, especially in this season that we're in with like Thanksgiving and the holidays. And like you said, feeling stressed, just like having gratitude towards everything that we have. Cause it's like, you see those quotes where it's, where they say like, I can't even think of them, where like you wish you had what you have now. Like,
oh, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, you, like 10 years, like, yourself 10 years ago would be like,
yeah like that. Yeah. Or like if you look back in 10 years, like you're gonna like wish that you had, I don't know, there's like,
okay, I see,
this is not, this is not coming out, but like, yeah. Okay, like is, like even when it comes to like your body, like the body that you have right now, in 10 years you're gonna wish that you had this body.
Yeah,
so like being grateful for your body now, because you're gonna wish you had it. And like, you know, when you look like 10 years ago, you're like, oh, I wish I looked like what I looked like 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. But that's for now, for 10 years in the future. So like just gratitude with that. And obviously just everything we have. And like you said, being privileged and blessed. Mm-hmm. And then I really love the quotes right now, too, that are just like, focus on your health now. Otherwise, you'll be forced to focus on your health in the future. Just like quotes like that, where it's like, if you don't take care of your body now, your body's going to force you to take care of it in the future. But if you do it now, it's like out of choice and it's like healthy and strong. Whereas if you wait and you don't take care of yourself in the future, you're going to have to do it because of like pain and sickness. So it's like being proactive with it, I feel like, is just so important. So it's like so crazy, because another thing, another tidbit that my nutritionist dropped on me that I feel like no one literally talks about. She was like, we're talking about like kind of like going through products, like household products, and like if you use like Tide laundry detergent like I do, because that's just what I grew up with and I've just always used Tide, how like actually that's not a very clean detergent, and that's like washing your clothes and then you put the clothes on and then it's touching your skin, and then that's how like chemicals get into your body. So a main one that she talked about was literally how we are taught to spray perfume on our neck, when literally we are spraying toxic chemicals into our thyroid, where our hormones are regulated. Like, I'm pretty sure that's what it is. Don't quote me, but I'm pretty sure that's what she said. So like, she's like, I know you love your perfumes, but like, if you have to, spray it on your clothes. Like, just make sure it is on your clothes and not, like think about it. Your neck is literally where, like, I'm pretty sure that's your thyroid and where your hormones are, like, regulated. And we're literally spraying a toxic chemical directly on it. So then it's literally absorbing straight into our bloodstream from right there.
I guess I'm just, like, hoping that the perfume's, like, not toxic chemicals. But I guess that's literally America.
I think like 90% of them are toxic, basically, except for like the clean ones that, you know.
That's so sad.
So I feel like no one talks about, like, you don't have to spray your perfume on your neck. Like, if you spray it on your clothes, we will still smell it. You will still get the same effect. And you are, like, saving your thyroid from, like, a direct hit from these
interesting chemicals. I'm totally going to look up, like, clean perfumes and see if
I think mine are clean. Like, Fleur is one of them.
Huh.
Have you heard of that one?
No. Like
F-L-U-R? No. P-H-L-U-R.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I think I've seen that. Yeah.
Revolve carries it. Henry Rose is coming up clean. Dime Beauty.
So, like, the designers are definitely not, like, yeah, Wyatt, no. Like, Saint Laurent and, like,
absolutely
Dior.
Not. Okay. No, literally the ones that I'm spraying.
What about Lilabo?
Probably not. Like Salt and Stone. I feel like if brands, you know, are clean.
Yeah. Okay. I'm totally like going to look up my perfumes now. I need to get that.
And obviously, Clean Beauty Collective. Shout out.
Shout out Clean Beauty Collective.
Skylar. I'm just like on Sephora right now.
Okay. I think I have a Skylar one. I literally would have never thought of that.
No, literally same. And I'm just like, why is this not, maybe it is public knowledge, but why are people not talking about this?
Yeah.
Like spraying it directly on your neck, which is going right into your bloodstream where your hormones are supposed to be balancing.
Yeah.
Like, hello. I don't know. Maybe I made that sound a lot more dramatic than it is.
Has she talked about candles yet? Candles are like some of the most toxic things ever, I guess. Yeah, she started to talk about it,
and I was like, can we not talk about that right now? Like,
yeah.
Let's start with laundry detergent. I can let go of my laundry detergent. We're going like little by little.
I mean, maybe your candles aren't bad, but like... I guess it's like some of the most toxic, like the Bath and Body Works and like dollar store ones
the Anthropologie ones are so bad for you.
Yeah, that's like so
the iconic. Sad. Yeah, and you're just like, why do these big brands do this? Like nobody cares. And so honestly, my nutritionist's point of view is basically like, use what you have. Don't throw it away. Don't waste it. Use it. But when you go to rebuy new things,
that's a good way to think about
buy
it.
Buy the clean version. And I'm like, okay, that makes me feel better because it's really sad. And like some things I feel like makeup, like some makeup I'm just going to continue to use unless it becomes an issue down the road. But like there are just some things that I'm just like, I'm not.
I know makeup's a hard one because like the consistency is just kind of important.
Yeah. So we're just doing it little by little. And, but yeah, I just wanted to share that tidbit about perfume because that just blew my mind. And I was like, wow. And I feel like that's the biggest change is just spray it on your shirt or your clothes or your jacket, whatever. And like you can still smell it.
Mm-hmm.
And like you're not penetrating your bloodstream and your skin.
Yeah.
Your hormones. So
yeah
okay, I'll stop that rant for now. Next one is, we're almost done, what is your favorite way to get into the holiday spirit or holiday activity?
I feel like I just love like cozy nights with the candles, like watching like Harry Potter, like yes, love that. And like baking,
like ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah,
love that.
Oh, and going to the Dell. I feel like that's like my so family just like loves doing that on the holidays. We've always done that.
Cute.
What about you?
I feel like just decorating, unfortunately lighting candles.
I know, like okay.
Well, now that I'm getting on the fake candle train, is that better? I mean, I don't know. Is that emitting different things out? I don't know.
I would hope not.
Just like, unfortunately, at our house, we have an electric fireplace. Like, I would love a real one, but I love It like is funny because it's electric, but it like shoots out warm air from the top vent or something. We had a real one at our other place, and it was so nice. But I just love a good fireplace and being cozy and just candlelight. And I love during the day putting on the YouTube like cozy jazz.
Oh yeah, I need
or Christmas cafe channels. And like we leave them on when we leave the house for the dog so that it drowns out a lot of noise, so that that's what they hear. And I'm just like, honestly, that's such a vibe. So
yeah,
I just love getting in the spirit like that and Christmas music and just
Love that.
That's mine. Who's and then guys? Last question, what is your favorite Thanksgiving dish?
Well, I'm so excited because I'm literally
I'm excited for you.
Like for the first time in 10 years. Like I think it's 10. Like maybe it's 9 or 10 years. I have not had turkey at Thanksgiving because I've been vegetarian.
I was going to ask you, are you going to eat turkey?
Oh my God, yes. I'm so excited. Like, I cannot wait. Yay. And allegedly, Mindy makes the best turkey. So I'm like, okay. Like, Josh is like, I can't wait.
And you've never had it?
No. I just can't believe it. Like, I've never had it. So I'm like really excited for Thanksgiving this year because like, yeah, I'm just so excited to have turkey. So I'm just going to get ahead of myself and say the turkey because I have not had it for like 10 years.
Okay, what about sides though? Like okay, what are your favorite sides?
I mean probably potatoes. I don't like what other sides are there? What's your favorite side?
You're so funny. Okay, well in general, I love corn.
Oh yeah, you like do I love just corn.
Could eat a can of corn. I love corn, but in terms of like a Thanksgiving dish, I've really become a green bean casserole.
Interesting.
Okay. Like it's so good with my mom makes it, and she makes it so good. It's like the green beans. I think it's like has like a mushroom cream in it. Yeah, I think is what it is with like the crispy onions on top.
Yum.
Just yum.
Okay, yum.
And like. Like, I don't know if this is a hot take, but, like, I think stuffing is disgusting. I do I not feel like stuffing. I like that's a hot take. Okay, yeah. Sorry. I just do not like
my
stuffing.
My sister, that's her favorite.
Really?
I don't, like, I'm not, like, crazy about the Thanksgiving sides. Like, I don't know. And like, I can't think of any.
Yeah, love good mashed potatoes. I think that's what we're doing. But we do a ham instead of turkey. I think I got turkeyed out growing up, and I just...
Oh, I remember you saying
like,
that.
Like, turkey you just do doesn't ham. Really entice me these days, and it's, like, a lot of work to make.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know. So we just go the ham route. We get our ham from Sprouts, and it comes with this yummy... I don't even know what it is, like spices that you put on it. And then all you do is put it in the oven for like a really long time. You put the spices on it and then it heats it up. And then that's it, basically. So, so yummy, so good. And I love ham. And then we have like ham leftovers for a week straight after. And we just make ham and eggs or just more Thanksgiving meal. Yeah. I don't know. I could eat ham forever, and I just, like, with turkey, I feel like I can eat it occasionally, but I would kind of be sick of it after a Thanksgiving meal, and then we would have so much leftovers. And,
yeah.
Like, I wouldn't want to eat it, so definitely a ham family.
Love, for sure. So your whole family is, like, ham?
Yeah.
They're good with
it. Mean, honestly, I don't think anyone is, like, very attached to the turkeys, so, And like ham is a good change. So.
Yeah.
So that's a wrap on this episode of favorites. I feel like this was a good one. We had a lot of new answers. Because sometimes I feel like we'll have the same answers for things. But like a lot of good new updates and products and things. So yeah, just wanted to say happy Thanksgiving to you guys. Do you want to share our small business of the week this week?
Yes, our small business of the week this week is Hope McCauley. You guys have definitely seen Hope McCauley on my page. I just love her so much. She also, she's like this cutie. I think she's from Ireland, like Northern Ireland girl, who started this brand. And she like, she does a really good job of like documenting the team. Like She has videos of the cute old ladies in Northern Ireland that sit in a circle and they're knitting the cardigans, like, full time. And, like, they're these, like, cute grandmas. Like, I love it. Oh. So, because people are always, like, coming at her for the prices, which, like, yes, they're really expensive. But, like, it takes a really long time and they do it all by hand in this circle, like, with grandmas in Ireland. Like, I'm obsessed. Like, I would love to be in this circle knitting.
Cute.
But she just has, like, the most unique designs. She literally, like, started the trend of that really chunky yarn crochet cardigan. I think you guys know what I'm talking about, but, like, she was, like, one of the first people to start it, and she has, like, some patented designs on some of them that, like, a lot of the fast fashion brands copy. So I don't know. I feel like she's super creative. I love her brand. I think she does such a good job. And yeah, shout out to them. Small business of the week.
Love that. Yeah, they're so cute and, like, chunky. And I still just, like, don't know how you bring, like, three.
I, like, really, like, don't know how either.
I'm so confused. It's like Mary Poppins when she opens her suitcase. Like, she just keeps pulling out chunky sweaters, and I'm like, where did that come from? And, like, how do you have so many?
I'm, and like, all your normal life stuff out of them.
I guess. But
still, it's, like, really crazy. I, like, don't know.
It's
how it fits. So crazy.
Well, that is a wrap on this week's episode. Thank you guys so much for listening. Again, we are just so thankful for you guys as a community, your support. We love you so much, and we're just so grateful you guys show up for us every week and you continue to interact and listen. And yeah, if you guys ever want to hear anything specific, DM us, let us know. It really helps us know what to talk about and what you guys want to hear. So yeah, we're just super, we're super thankful, and we love you guys so much. Hope you have a great Thanksgiving week, and we will chat in the next episode. Bye, guys.
Happy Thanksgiving. Thanks so much for listening. We hope you guys loved this episode.
Don't forget to subscribe for new episodes every Monday. Leave us a rating and review, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.